access.
Houston.
Okay, Turk, would you like to add anything?
Yeah. Give us the student point of view.
Well, I can't exactly give the student point of view, since I'm only one of the student. But as many of, I guess many of you all out there that are listening, if there's anybody out there listening, knows, I'm a member of the Rice SDS, and I do have a few comments to make on the structural implications, I think, of the decision by the Board of Governors. And I think the main point, the main question that needs to be asked is one which has been sadly passed over in the recent discussions that have gone on this campus concerning the various issues of ROTC and defense contracts and such rigmarole. It's been assumed that the faculty did have some power. It's been assumed that the students were getting more power by being asked to sit in on such things as the Faculty Student Advisory Board. And I think what we have seen today is the realization that, in fact, this university is controlled by the Board of Governors. And, of course, this is, most people know, is a little clause written in the will of Will Rice that set up the entire university. But I think that it has not been demonstrated effectively at this point, up until this point, that Rice, in fact, is governed by a select group of men separate from, and indeed, I would say, completely divorced from the Rice community, meaning, of course, faculty and students and staff and so forth.
At this point, I'd like to ask any students who are listening who have any specific questions that they'd like to ask of either Drs. Clayton, Reed,